As Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders surges in primaries, he has the backing of one small but passionate group, Muslims in America. From member station WAMU, Daniela Cheslow reports.
About 200 people kneel in socks on the carpet of a hotel ballroom in Gainesville. The Muslim population of Northern Virginia is growing fast, and this community is still building a mosque. 20-year-old Mukhaira Khan wears Bernie Sanders pins on her pink headscarf. She holds a stack of Muslims for Bernie flyers.
We face a lot of Islamophobia, and Bernie Sanders is a candidate that has spoken up for us, and it's important to talk to our community and also garner our community's support.
There are no primary polls of Muslim Americans, but two national groups, Engage PAC and the Muslim Caucus of America, recently endorsed Sanders. The caucus chairwoman told me she listened to Sanders' message early because his national campaign manager is Faz Shakir, a Muslim Pakistani-American. Ilhan Omar, one of the first Muslim women in Congress, is a frequent surrogate. The 78-year-old Jewish senator with a Brooklyn accent has become an unlikely star for Leila Al-Nozeli. She's 20 and came to a party for Sanders volunteers in Alexandria, Virginia.
He speaks for the working man. He speaks for the Muslim woman. He speaks for everyone in America. I love him. I love him so much.
Political scientist Mark Rozelle at George Mason University says Sanders' longstanding support for a group that feels victimized sends a message that resonates beyond the 3.5 million Muslims in the U.S.
Many minority Americans who have had to go through the struggle of achieving acceptance by mainstream society would understand those groups today who are going through similar type struggles that maybe their parents or grandparents had to suffer through.
The issues Sanders advocates can divide Democrats. He has long skipped the conferences of the pro-Israel group AIPAC. This year, he added that AIPAC gives a platform for leaders who express bigotry. Other Democrats condemned his stance, but Sanders doubled down in the most recent debate.
In Israel, through Bibi Netanyahu, you have a reactionary racist who is now running that country. And I happen to believe that what our foreign policy in the Mideast should be about is absolutely protecting the independence and security of Israel. But you cannot ignore the suffering of the Palestinian people.
Other candidates, including Elizabeth Warren, have reached out to Muslims. Sanders alone has inspired an affection close to family. Hamza Raza, a divinity student at Harvard University, says when Sanders had a heart attack in October, he wrote on Instagram suggesting maybe it would help if a group read through all 600 pages of the Quran, the Muslim holy book. Raza says he quickly ran out of pages to assign. He says the term ammo, Arabic for uncle, has taken off.
So when people call him Ammo Bernie, it's sort of a sign of respect, a sign of endearment, and a sign of holding him in high regard. I also saw these people on Twitter. They jokingly call him Bernie Muhammad Sanders.
Raza says helping the weak, the Sanders creed, is what the Prophet Muhammad preached. For NPR News, I'm Daniela Cheslow in Gainesville.